I'll see if it tells me.
Okay. I think it's all live and recording and doing stuff.
Like right now?
Mm-hmm. I can't tell. Did it show up on your book of face?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it showed up in my book of face. Oh, no, it didn't. That was somebody's comment.
Oh,
it takes like
there
a,
we go.
I was going to say, I think it takes like a minute.
Oh, look.
Oh, shit, I didn't show you what you look like. Hey, that's what you look like.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Oh, well. So it goes.
I look like shit as usual.
I don't think those...
Right post. He's
I don't,
making me...
I didn't make you. We made a trade.
Do this again.
You know, it'd be nice if you kids, we could just be in the moment. You weren't on your phone all the time.
Wait, what the fuck? Oops. Sorry, I hit the wrong thing.
Jeez. There's probably people that are switching off and they're offended because you've only swore once in the past 3 minutes instead of 10 times.
Oh.
Are you listening to
I
yourself?
I posted it. Oh. No.
I can hear your phone.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were like, I was going to say, this isn't going to work well if you're trying to listen to it live because it lags behind quite a bit.
So I'm just going to check and make sure that I shared it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
You good?
I'm good. No, I'm not, but well, I'm good on those, that. Huh?
Those ear things look weird.
You and yours don't?
No, mine just look like regular old headphones.
Well, what do mine look like?
Fancy earrings? I don't know. Earrings? They look like you have earrings in, but they're in like the wrong place. And they're
I can't see
ugly.
Myself.
Here.
Well, earrings aren't supposed to go in your ear holes. They're supposed to go in your ear lobes.
I don't know if you can see them, but it looks like great big old like hoopy earrings or something.
Well, that's my style. Well, I'm looking at the. I can't look at myself, and then.
Yeah, you're when you turn.
Whatever. Head. I look like shit. I don't care.
Should care.
I don't have a brawn. Woo-hoo! Just kidding. I mean, not kidding.
We but. Both did hands up at the same time. Like, I'm not wearing a bra either.
Yay!
Wow. Oh.
I think yours are flopping around more than mine.
That's rude. All right, I'm gonna start dieting.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I was kidding.
No.
It's because I don't have boobs. It wasn't a reflection on you.
It is.
Sorry, I think.
What you were trying to say there when you were stumbling, it was, I didn't want to point out how fat you've gotten.
No.
Yeah, I think that's what you're trying
I've
to say.
I've never told you you're fat.
I'm going to be doing sit-ups in the morning. You're going to see me out here standing on a post like Karate Kid doing some shit.
I will not.
You see absolutely you doing that? Will not do that.
But I also never said you were fat.
All right. It's kind of apparent.
So can you see if anybody says any?
No, I'm not paying any attention to it.
Oh,
at all.
That's rude.
Because it lags behind.
What if... Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when we were doing this before, there's like a good 30 to a minute delay. The only way to make a Facebook Live work is you have to basically post it on Facebook and save the Facebook video to everything else. Mm. Just backwards, where this is saving it and then shoving it to Facebook.
Mm.
And it's like last night when I did that video with the doctor fella, for example, he's on Zoom that I have up on one of these screens, and then it's stitching all that together in the background. So even when it's recording it, like, okay, my hand just went up. It took that long for it to come up. And then it takes another 30 seconds to hit Facebook. So that by the time somebody comments, we've already moved on in a minute of conversation. So it doesn't.
I don't know. We tend to drag shit out.
I'm not saying it still wouldn't be topical.
Speaking of that guy last night, he's different looking.
Than his picture from a long time ago? when he had his glamour shot done?
Oddly, like, lurch. Like, he's kind of
Wait, you think he looks...
looking.
Well, he had the up camera... Everybody yes. always does that stupid up camera
Why?
Look so because weird. They're using the camera off their screen. Like everybody, oh, the other one's over there, But everybody always either uses the camera off their laptop or they have one of those little cameras like that that sits on top of their screen.
Right.
And it's always like shooting up at this weird angle. Mm. And then it's always getting too much light. So it whitewashes everything behind you and it just makes everything look weird.
Yeah. They should at least put their iPad up.
Right. Because that's what I usually do. I don't. It's tricky. It's tricky. I didn't feel great about the interview last night.
Why?
As far as I didn't think it was bad. It's just I was dinking with snow all day and I was tired. And I don't know. I just don't. I didn't feel like I was on my game.
Have you gotten any feedback?
Not really. Just like likes or whatever. I haven't really talked to anybody. But the other thing I think I screwed up was I tried to stuff too much in an hour.
Mm.
Maybe. Because basically we tried to talk about, he really liked his books. So I'm,
yes, he did.
Okay, let's see my book. I just want to be like, I know, I'm putting pictures and links and like, mm-hmm. we know. But whatever.
Got your book.
He's trying to sell books. It's part of the job.
Yeah. I'm trying to sell this.
And also, cups. I sell cups.
Right.
I think we need to start doing that just randomly now. We'll just take random things. Calculators. So weird. And I quit doing... And so what's weird about that guy, and it's weird about a lot of people, and I'm just not even going to start telling him anymore that we're started, because...
They get weird.
They completely change. It's the strangest thing.
Well...
So we had...
I don't.
He jumped... No. He jumped in early. And, like, we were supposed to start at, like, 5:30, and he showed up in the thing at, like, 20 after. Mm. So we kind of just shot the shit for 10 minutes while I was getting stuff clicked on and ready and stuff. And we're having this conversation, and all of a sudden I'm like, I hit the button, so it went live on Facebook and started recording and everything. And he's like, I started talking, and I cut a little bit off at the beginning. You guys probably didn't see it. I started talking and like, you could just see physically change. Like, okay, I'm getting ready to do my thing.
Oh.
And then he was like,
that's human nature.
I know, but it was like, he was a different thing. So what I've been doing lately is I told him right from the jump, I'm like, I don't do like the radio show introduction where it's like, hey, you're with Dr. Robert Yoho on the John said, they know, everybody knows who it is.
Yeah. Wait, I feel like you should introduce me.
Everybody knows because your name's in the title.
Uh-huh. John Says Things is the title.
No, and every podcast, the title, it says Life Over Drinks with Pam. That's what popped up on Facebook.
With my dying wife.
You're not dying. But it just, I don't know. I didn't get where I wanted to go last night, and I was tired and just sort of, meh.
Why you wanted him to review government secrets?
Yes. I wanted to have like a better discussion about things.
I thought it was good.
I didn't think it was bad. I just, it seems like he's done a lot of podcasts. And it seems like he has a lot of, I don't know, speeches or something. And he has like a...
bullet point?
Yeah, like a performance he does that he goes through his things, and I'm sure you can talk to him. He seems like a nice guy. And then what was really weird is when we get all done, I cut the feed off. We talked for another 15, 20 minutes afterward, and he was a completely different guy.
Hmm. Did he smile? Because I was fairly certain his face was going to break.
Yeah, and I wonder how often like guys like him are stuck on gotcha. And I asked him, and he said it's only ever happened a couple times where people... So he comes out very hard against the medical community. So I wonder how many people like try and get him on, lure him on with guys. I'd like to talk about your expertise, and then slam like, him with God knows what.
Gotcha. Get it.
And he says that doesn't normally happen, but he seems like a super nice guy. But
mm-hmm.
So I think what I'll do is in the future. I'd like to talk to him more about his first book and then his second book because they are interesting. And I did listen to quite a bit of his first book. And looking back at that, I probably shouldn't have started the podcast with. I tried to listen to your book, but I had to tap out because he got a funny look on his face. And I didn't mean in a bad way. I meant, like, I'm reading through it. I'm like, if this is real, this is the worst shit I've ever heard in my entire life. And what's weird, so one of the things that he says in his book is that...
I thought you were just going to show the book.
No. All right, folks, we're just going to read through his book line by line. He says that mammograms, yearly mammograms, are a complete, like, scam across the board. So basically, it's not that they don't ever find cancer. It's that the amount of cancer they find that people wouldn't find anyways. So basically, the whole deal was, and I'm probably going to do a terrible job of explaining it, but if women gave themselves regular exams and found a lump and went in, and it's not saying that a mammogram doesn't work, but they would have statistically, if you could do this test, statistically near the same rate of finding a mass or a cancer as you do just randomly screening for it every year.
Okay.
Or but scheduled.
You can't just broadly say that mammals don't do anything, because they do.
So that's the trap.
Compared to nothing at all.
And that's the point. So all these topics, it's kind of just like the COVID topic. You can't discuss it without immediately going to what? So you want women to get cancer?
No.
But that's where...
That's not what I said.
I know, but that's where all this immediately goes. Because you just basically said, no, mammograms do work.
No.
They do work. But, so I tried to figure it out. So this is why I put this thing up on... So I'm like, this can't be real. So I dug through any information I can find, trying to read statistics and papers. And one of the things that he says in the book is that all the medical testing they do, not only is it paid for by the companies that are trying to sell you, so there's very few independent places that just freely do a test on something, because there's just no money for it. So a university isn't going to just devote a whole bunch of time to testing something unless somebody gives them the money to fund that study. So they would have to win a government, you know, grant, and that does happen. But more often than not, you have somebody that's a pharmaceutical or some sort of business that gives them the money to do this study. And it always is kind of skewed in the favor of the people that are paying for it. And for instance, like one of the things he talked about last night, I can't remember the name of the drug, but if you go and look at the studies that they got fined for, they did a study, and it was, I want to say it was a antidepressant or something like that. They did two tests. They have a ridiculously low number of people in each of the tests, like 200 people. And that's what everything gets released on, is a 200 person sample. And they had 200 people that, well, I guess it'd be 400, but they had 200 people that were given placebo and 200 people that were given this drug. And then they report back the findings, and the doctor basically, or the whoever was running the study, basically says they're equal. Like 10 out of 100 or 200 people, or 20 or whatever it was, whatever 10% was, were in a better mood and better after taking the drug for 30 days. And so was the control group that got a placebo. So the results were identical, which basically says this doesn't make any difference at all. You should be able to discern a difference between those two groups if the drug works opposed to giving them a sugar pill. And they took the study, and instead of going, oh no, the drug doesn't work, they go, holy cow, this has an effectiveness in 2 out of 10 people. It shows remarkable results, and it shows no adverse effects in the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And they released it on that. So there, it's not like, and when he starts saying they fake the test and all this stuff, it's not that they didn't actually do the test. It's just they cherry-picked the best information, and the numbers I'm giving probably weren't right, but you get the idea, where they're like, instead of going, this doesn't work, they go, okay, well, how do we jigger these numbers so that it looks like it does. And then I jumped on the interwebs to try and find out this mammogram deal. And basically what they're saying is, let me scroll down. So I went to the, I ended up here because this is one of the ones that had the easiest way. So 87% of the time, a mammogram can tell who has breast cancer. Okay? So not saying a mammogram doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's saying that in somewhere here, after 10 yearly mammograms, the chance of having at least one false positive result is 50 to 60%. Okay? And then somewhere else I found that they think that mammograms and false positives, where you still have to go in and get a biopsy and all that stuff, or whatever they do there, costs $4 billion a year. So, again, you start to get into this thing, so you don't think it's if we can save however many people. But what happens is there's a whole industry that's built up on yearly mammograms. Like, there's all these people. Like, if you went from, if you change that at all, there's a whole industry build up that this amount of women are going to come in every year for a mammogram. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the very least, if you can't find evidence, there at least appears to be an incentive-based system to never bucking the system and going.
So
you follow what I'm saying?
As you know, I, being the president of the IBTC, every time I get a mammogram, I have to also have an ultrasound done.
And then they're like, oh, it's her nipple.
Because you're such an asshole. Because I have no boobs.
Right.
So every time, basically what a mammogram finds is everything.
Right.
It like practically finds my heart because there's no boob there to like, so it's very dense and there's a million things in there that could look bad.
Right.
So it always, but it always has to start with that mammogram. We can't just skip that and go right to the ultrasound because they got to get.
Well, again, the whole premise is there's no way to know because nobody's willing to buck the system here. And this is the other thing I tried to look at. I tried to find data from other countries that don't do yearly mammograms to see if they had a higher rate.
They don't have to be yearly anymore.
Oh, they changed it? Well, then, so that was something else I just
saw. Same way with Paps.
I just saw the other day, or when I was looking through there, that they had the, it was, basically, it was either a group of radiologists or somebody that makes radiology equipment produced a study of 200 women that had gotten cancer in the breast cancer in the past several years. And basically they said that the women that got exam every other year, their cancer was more advanced than the woman that got one every year. But the problem is that there, for every 200 women there, there was however many that got scanned that were fine, that somebody paid for. And if this, and this is what I was saying, there's no way to go back and go, well, what happens if we just don't? And women, for whatever, however other way, you would notice something's off, go in, what would the results be? How different would it be? And I can't seem to find that information anywhere.
I want to say I was told, but I can't quote this for sure. I want to say I was told it's every 3 years is the recommended. Of course, unless you're at high risk or you've already had, you know,
or something going on, or
major family history,
right,
that kind of thing.
But basically, I guess what I was saying about his book when I read through it was there was a lot of things along that premise, and I can't make a determination one way or another. I can understand where there might be incentive to keep this whole thing moving, especially if I run a whole organization.
There's a lot worse things to do to pay for than
right,
cancer screening.
Right. And that's where you get to with all this. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if we did nothing, what would be the difference? Is basically what he's saying. So if we did some other sort of free type testing or scanning or checking or feeling or whatever.
They do have free mammograms.
But somebody's there's no free medical procedure. Somebody's paying for it.
Yeah.
And there's a that's what I'm trying to
Maybe
say.
Maybe they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
But so I'd like to delve into that with him more because it's so hard to figure out.
With him versus with me would probably be
really
the way to go.
Mm-hmm. I bet he's never had a mammogram, so you got to move back that way some.
You get,
why? Because when you do the dual shot, it does this weird thing, and you're way off to the other side. So two sad things have happened in the past couple of weeks.
Two sad things?
Mm-hmm. Betty White died, and then Bob Saget died.
Oh, I know. When's the last time we had...
The last time you and I did one?
Yeah.
It's probably been a couple weeks.
Before I got sickly.
Oh, I bet it's been a couple weeks, easily.
I feel like I've been sickly for 2 weeks.
So in...
Oh, okay, three things.
Okay.
And we got 68 feet of snow.
It was...
And it was stupid cold.
It was the 28th.
Still stupid cold.
So I've got,
I didn't bring any toys.
This video, which I find, get out of here, Susan G. What? Done with you.
Kenny G.
So,
what was that?
Let me get it up on the screen here. You ready for this? I found this today.
What is going on in the background there?
You'll see. I wonder if I can make this bigger.
Oh, yeah. Bring the heat. Bring the heat.
Oh, that's perfect. You ready? I found this video, and I just felt like very Bob Saget-ish right now showing this video.
You're not going to cry, are you?
No.
Oh.
It's a funny video.
Oh, all right.
Some, one of, it's not from America, but it's a funny video.
I thought it was about him.
You ready?
Okay.
Oh, sound. Oh.
I'm not going to look. What are they doing?
So what do you think is going to happen next?
I think she's going to kick his ass.
Okay. So it's just...
Either that or the kid is.
It's just playful family wrestling around. So she tripped him, knocked him down.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, God.
That brought me much joy today.
Nice.
What do you suppose was going on there?
He fucked around and he found out.
Mm-hmm.
Is what happened to her. Maybe she mouthed off or something and he...
Did you see all the beers in front of the table of the guy that was jumping there?
Mm-mm.
I feel like this was like a pretty good party. And I feel like that guy got beat up.
Yeah.
Very.
But he thought, I think what he thought he was going to do is put his wife to sleep.
Well,
you know, the whatever.
Well, he had her in a full Nelson. You can't put somebody to sleep that way, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. Either way, he thought he was being a tough guy on a chick.
Do you suppose, though, it was his wife or his sister?
And then he found out.
It seems more like a sister to me.
He was twice her size.
True.
She was not. She was substantial herself, but
a healthy girl.
But he was still twice her size.
And then I found I was just looking for things, just to talk about today. And I found this other thing. I don't know if I should put it up.
Why?
Or just read it. So on Reddit, I found. This thing that was going on, It says, those of you who live in small towns, what is the current local controversy all about? This one's my favorite.
You mean answer?
Yes. Where do I scroll down? It says, this isn't current, but it's a great one from 5 years ago. So we had this guy who was known as quite the libertarian. He owned a gun store in town and pretty much kept to himself. He will be known as Lib Guy. The problem started when he decided to have chickens for his own eggs, but he lived within the city proper, which had a rule against farm animals within the city. It says this is a kind of a country area they live in. One of the city council members, he shall be known as Asshole, discovered he had chickens, and a few weeks after he got them, the city sent him a letter telling him he had to get rid of them. Well, he was not going to go down without a fight, so he spent some time looking into things and discovered the asshole who reported him lived within the city and also had chickens. So, this is like perfect small town shit.
Yeah.
This caused a big scandal. The city ended up claiming there was a grandfather clause for anyone who had livestock within the city prior to the rule change 17 years ago. The problem with that was that the clause applied to the asshole's father, not the asshole who lived at the same address. Needless to say, there was a war. A couple weeks go by and the town cops are messing with Lib Guy over petty shit. Lib Guy somehow gets a recording of Asshole calling the police and lying to them about what Lib Guy was doing. Police now want to charge Lib Guy for some absurd, ridiculous recording law that really doesn't apply since it was someone within the police department who gave him the tape and he didn't steal it. This gets blown up to the point where bigger city news crews are showing up to the city council meetings that are being called to address the issue.
Chickens.
Wait, it gets better. These meetings are getting absurdly blown out of proportion and all honesty, somewhat slimy and yucky in how the city's handling. Lib Guy subpoenas the city council emails to show there was a concerted effort to fuck with him and cover for Asshole. Well, in course of getting the emails, it was discovered there was a sexting issue going on between three of the city council members.
Totally aside.
I love
small towns. This is Smuthport.
I love small towns. he said, believe me when I say this, it did not involve people that I would be considering sexy. All three, two women and one male, were married, 200 pounds plus, and in their 50s. And I mean emails about double dildos, pegging, swimming, swinging, etc. It was hilarious.
I was going to say swimming.
Yeah.
Something I don't know anything about.
A lot of hot swimming texts were going back and forth.
No.
Oh. In the end, the Lib Guy got the last laugh. He lost his chickens, but found a loophole where he could actually own llamas in the city since they were not considered livestock. So he put up a fence all around his yard.
He's still not getting eggs.
Ugly chicken wire fence, just tall enough so the llamas could not get out. People would actually walk by with their dogs and pet the llamas. The problem was the llamas shit everywhere and it smelled bad.
And they spit.
And then it just went on for a while till he moved.
Oh God.
Two of the council members involved got divorced over the sexting issue. And this is how you know you live in a small town. The third one had to sell her bar because of it.
Oh my God.
This is small town life all in one story. He says, this is the infamous chicken scandal that plagued my town of 4K for 3 years.
Do we have anything like that going on right now?
Not that I know of. There's just dumb shit.
Like, you're wanting, are you really wanting to, like, sit here and air, like, the Smuthport stuff?
I don't even know if there's any Smuthport stuff. Mm-mm. I don't want to get involved if there is. I'm happier not knowing any gossip that goes on. Because most of it's dumb.
Yeah.
There was one here that's eerily similar.
I can't even keep up with my friend's drama.
Oh, sounds like a really familiar one here. While fleeing another hit and run and possible DUI, some dude tried to go full speed directly through the middle of our town square. The problem was that we have a big historic fountain there. Traffic is usually supposed to swerve around it. He did not.
Supposed to swerve around it. That
the dude in a white SUV ramps into our fountain, smashes it into the center pillar. Thankfully, the fountain was off for the winter, so there was less damage, but they still have no clue how and how much money it's going to take to fix this mess. The car was removed, but the fountain is still wrapped up in a tarp a month later. there's security cam footage of the ramp, and it's all anyone could talk about for a few weeks, and nobody knows how or when it's going to get fixed.
That would be our bridge.
I was just like, this happened. This shit happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It cracked me up.
Yeah. And people that are supposed to be in respected positions and stuff are just as big a piece of shit as the rest of us.
Well, it's just, there's one other one that made me laugh. I should have saved it. But it's just so weird that, like, when you read through these, you're like, oh, yeah, that same shit happened. Oh, here it is. Small town with 3,000 inhabitants. Everyone knows each other. Everyone knows where everyone works, who is related to whom, and so on. Still, my cousin doesn't know who the father of her child is.
Tell me they spelled cousin with a T at the end. Yes. Of course they did.
I was like, yep. This is a small town. I love it.
Well, when the kid comes out, it's going to look like somebody.
Another one. This just happened recently over in Bradford. Almost. What's hilarious is this is almost the same thing. They just built a new Verizon in town, but someone started a rumor that it was going to be a Panera Bread.
That'd be so disappointing.
So, it says that people are showing up to town council meetings and shit all pissed off because it's a Verizon and not a restaurant.
I'd be pissed off too.
Well, everybody.
How many fucking Verizon stores do we need?
When they built the one in Bradford. First, I heard it was going to be the medical place.
Well, no, yeah.
And it's going in a different. Yeah. But then I heard it was going to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
I heard.
We already have one.
Right.
Or they already have one.
Then I heard it was going to be.
We don't have shit.
I can't remember what the other one they said. Somebody said something else, but it didn't make sense because it didn't look like they could have a drive-thru.
Yeah.
But no, then people are like, oh, Verizon, really? They're all pissed off.
Why do they need that big of a building, first of all?
It's not that big.
It's super tall.
Well, they want to look good.
What the hell goes upstairs?
I don't know.
Except the heat.
I bet it doesn't have an upstairs.
Then why is it so damn tall?
Maybe they had extra Verizon money. I don't know how it works.
They could give it back to us.
Maybe because I've been reading on the internet when they turn on this 5G.
They're not going to know.
Because everybody has a vaccination. They have a chip in there. And there'll be total mind control. So maybe they have a little extra scratched. Yeah, it's bad. I got another funny video. I have to make a drink. Oops. Sorry. Dealing with different screen sizes is a struggle. I feel like we've talked a lot at camp. How we had to have paddle boats.
What's with the spooky background?
Well, it's just paused.
No. Go back.
Go back to what?
What's with the spooky background?
Oh, because it's strange and funny is the genre that this is in. And maybe they haven't updated it since. They haven't taken down their Halloween decorations yet.
Okay.
Are you ready? I feel like this 100% would be camp if they ever decided to put paddle boats in. And I'm going to go make a drink while you watch this.
Why are they even trying to do that? Oh, no. That's the slowest sinking I've ever seen. Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, what a dick. That guy's the party dick. He pulled the whole thing over. Ew. Don't drink that beer. Their beer's all full of brown pond water. That one guy's the party dick. He totally pulled the boat right over.
I like how he works so hard not to get his beer in the drink at all. Though. It made me laugh. But that's what would happen. 100%.
Yeah.
But must be it wasn't very deep. He stood right up.
Yeah.
But he probably had that mushy pond bottom shit in his feet.
Ew. What else is new?
I was thinking about something the other day.
So cheesy.
Got something up in my craw.
I know you were telling me something the other day.
What present, like flowers, that you'd give a woman?
Don't get flowers.
Is appropriate to give a man?
Underwear.
What? So, because somebody... Move over a little bit. Oh. There you go. Bring your mic over. You keep moving over towards your mic. You do whatever you want.
I'm too loud as it is. I keep blowing my own brains out.
Okay. So, somebody... I don't know. I'm trying to think a circumstance that you'd give a man a gift.
Birthday, Christmas, what do you mean?
Yeah, like...
So what could you give a woman that you could also give a man?
No, what gift would you give a man in the same circumstance that you give a woman flowers? So if you, like... So if we had, like, an argument and I or an anniversary, one of the two A's that you send flowers for...
Okay.
You wouldn't send a man flowers, would you?
There's some dudes that would like that.
They're also married to other dudes.
No.
Yeah?
They're just men that appreciate finer things.
Okay.
You'd probably give them, like, lottery tickets.
You think so?
Guns.
You'd give a guy a gun as, like, a gift?
Not if we had just argued.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong with lottery tickets?
So, somebody does something nice for you.
Yeah?
Like, a perfect example. Somebody came over and shoveled your driveway. You'd be like, hey, buddy.
No, I give them beer. Or alcohol.
That's what I was going to say. I think a case of beer equals...
Flowers. Okay.
Or if you don't drink beer, maybe a bottle of some sort of hooch.
What if you don't drink at all?
See, then...
Steaks.
Well, that's...
Something like that.
I always hate to give anybody a present that if you don't refrigerate it, it goes bad.
Because,
like, you can give somebody a beer, and if they don't get around, like, it sits in their car a couple days because they weren't expecting to get a present at work, because that's happened to me before.
Like, you don't have 14 fridges at your ready.
Right, but remember that one time we won, like, 8 pounds of hamburger and forgot about it in the car?
What do you mean that one time? Every time we have meat of any kind and we're not at home,
right?
It ends up staying in the trunk.
Luckily, the 8 pounds of hamburger, it was cold, so it stayed cold overnight.
Yeah.
But, like, I've taken steaks home before from different places and completely forgot them in my vehicle for a couple days.
Like in August.
And then you're like, what is that? So that's why I don't like giving people perishable meat products as gifts.
Shaving kits.
I don't know. I don't think it's ever polite.
Guys don't even really want presents, do they?
Sometimes.
Girls don't want flowers. If you do, sorry, I apologize, whatever, but flowers are kind of dumb. They just die, and they're expensive.
But isn't it more of the gesture that you like? I mean, I don't get you flowers.
So your gesture sucks. Oh, yeah, I know, because I don't want you to.
Right, but if it was like...
You would get me beer.
Oh, I do anyways, though.
Right.
But what... Like, what anniversary do we have coming up?
25th? Yeah.
So would you want flowers for that? Yeah. Yeah, that's right?
97.
Right.
25. No.
What would be an appropriate...
I'd never want flowers.
What would be an appropriate gift for a 25-year anniversary? A friend of mine...
$10,000. Just from you to me.
A very poor friend of mine...
Non-refundable.
A very poor friend of mine is going to have his 25th anniversary this year. What do you think he should get his wife? Let's just say partner. I don't want
to
make this
a
completely
that.
A heterosexual partner. It could just be any sort of partner.
But what if the partner doesn't really like gifts?
Well, that's probably why they've been married 25 years. Cheap date.
I am the ultimate cheap date. But enough about me. I don't... Maybe... a date or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like one of those little fruit things?
Yeah. Fig.
Okay.
Something along that line.
I can do that.
Perfectly.
What if I just got you some fig Newtons?
You know, in where the child's actually taken care of, unlike right now where she's like, are you almost done?
Do you think fig Newtons and Pop-Tarts are made out of the same shit?
Maybe the outer. No, no.
Like the center stuff?
No.
Like, if you take a strawberry Fig Newton and a strawberry Pop-Tart.
Oh, pretty...
Same pasty shit.
Pretty close.
I've never...
High fructose corn syrup, yes.
I've never warmed up a Fig Newton to the temperature of the sun and tried to eat it before.
Why would you warm up a Pop-Tart?
Shut the fuck up. You don't warm up Pop-Tarts?
No.
You can't eat that shit unless it's warm.
Hush your mouth.
The only ones I can even eat are the cinnamon sugar ones. The rest of them can fuck off. They're so disgusting.
I'm going to write an email to Pop-Tarts right now. Save the brown sugar.
Which ones do you like?
I'm all right with any of them.
Shut up. Even the s'mores one? The chocolate ones? Those are disgusting.
I like myself a chocolate one every once in a while. Okay.
Those are gross.
I'm not a big Pop-Tart fan to begin with.
Where are you going? Oh, you are completely off the screen now.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's why I kept saying you keep moving right.
Yeah, I don't... Why do you have to... why do you have to warm it? Just, like, I don't like... Everybody always has to warm up, like, donuts or warm up... What's the word? I'm trying to think of the word. Everybody's like, ooh, I want it warm. And I'm like, ew, breakfast stuff? Like,
Pull this a little closer to you.
I'm trying to think. What am I trying to think of? I just don't like stuff warm like that.
I like things warm once. So if you make cinnamon rolls and they come out of the oven and they're warm.
I don't even like pizza warmed up.
I'm on the bubble there. Pizza's warm, like but like a cinnamon roll, once it cools off, you can't reheat it. That's sacrilegious. And like donuts, I feel like you're in the same way. Nope, thank you.
Give me like bear claws and stuff like that. People are like, ooh, throw out the microwave.
Bear claw?
So how do we, you're not getting me Pop-Tarts for our anniversary, are you? How do we get on that?
Well, I got you a toaster for Christmas.
I know, but it's awesome.
I was trying to find something to go with it.
I was so happy. Yeah. It's the bomb.
What's a food that the world likes that you hate?
Wings.
You don't like wings. I don't know if the world loves wings universally, though.
I think so.
I think a lot of people don't like wings.
Mm, not around here.
Oh, yeah. It's a staple around here. I don't like cottage cheese.
You're wrong.
I'm pretty sure I don't like it. All right.
I mean, you're wrong in your life
choices. If you mix cottage cheese in with something to make something else.
Like what?
I don't know. Like you mix cream cheese in with other things to make a dip.
Yeah.
I might try it. But I would never just sit around and eat cream cheese like a dickhead.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Like on, do you eat bagels?
I really don't like a bagel. I'll eat a bagel, but I don't. Something about how they look so smooth bugs me.
Could you just say that again?
I just don't.
So that we can isolate that and use it in therapy?
There's something about it. And also those hamburger buns. I don't know
they
what they're
called. They look so smooth.
Yeah, I don't like how smooth they are. I like a very coarse and porous bread.
Oh my God. What buns are you talking about?
So they have those buns. I don't know what they're called, but you can get them on hamburgers sometimes, and they're super smooth. I don't know what they're...
Like a White Castle bun?
Everything about a White Castle burger is bad, but I'll still eat it. Cause
they're so smooth. I just can't have anything that smooth in my life.
I just don't like the looks at it, of it.
It's not to look at, it's to eat.
A brioche? Brioche?
Brioche.
Yeah. So a brioche bun. So, I mean, when you look at... Well, let me put this up on the screen so everybody can enjoy this. Because I think I have a...
You don't like that it's shiny?
It just doesn't look right. Okay.
That first one there, that's very shiny.
Where the hell is the thing?
What thing?
This thing. So everybody can see. So when you're looking at this one, that's like a regular hamburger bun.
It's very smooth.
But it's not. Look how smooth that disgusting thing is.
It's shiny is the only difference.
I don't like that in a bun
at all.
That means
it has butter on it.
And you don't know that.
I do know that.
Why are bagels kind of shiny then?
Same. I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't like a bread that's shiny.
I've never made a bagel.
I don't like a shiny bread is all I'm saying. And a lot of people are talking about...
Why didn't I know this before we got
See,
there?
Look how stupid and shiny that bread is.
Doesn't make it stupid. People think that makes it look buttery.
See, I like a nice bun. You put a little salt on a bun.
So what about that one there?
This right here?
Yeah, it's all salty and stuff.
I'm kind of on the bubble for that bun. Because they put... I was just talking about how I don't like a shiny bun. I don't like the way bagels look because they're smooth. Do you like...
Exactly.
Do you like bagels?
I like bagels.
You do?
The ones we have in the house, I like them.
She's new to bagels, but she likes them.
I don't.
Just because of the way they look?
See, look how gross and shiny these look.
That's... All right, it's weird. It does look like boobs or something, but...
Just, I don't know. It looks like a fake bun. It doesn't look like it's real. I like a nice...
So you're saying if McDonald's and Burger King's weren't going to show what...
See, if you didn't have those seeds on there, that'd be a shiny bun right there.
Not that shiny. I think they distressed it to have those little cracks in it to make it better. All I'm saying...
Okay. So we went off... On a tangent there.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I guess we're invaded.
We didn't even try out any of my new buttons. We've been waiting for a long time.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
Come on, man!
This house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit! In the galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
Piper can't hear any of those.
Thank God.
Well, then get your shit together!
Wrong!
Oh, that kept that one.
Hard no.
Oh, I kept that one.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I wish we could have. I would have thought...
Hard no.
I wish I would have remembered about those before. No, it doesn't matter.
So do you like bagels?
Hard no.
Let's keep doing this.
Do I want flowers?
Hard no.
You want to hear what we're... Ask me, do you know anything that I don't like? No.
Bagels.
Hard no.
Give me those back.
She doesn't think it's as funny.
Well.
Bagels.
I guess we should wrap this up. Aww. You know, this is going live out into Facebook right now, and everybody just saw you do that. Mm-hmm. Way to go. All right, dear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Well, then get your shit together! Get-